102 people died in Maryland in 2014 when they were hit by cars. Pedestrian fatalities account for some 20% of all traffic deaths in our state. Officials are having a difficult time bringing those numbers down. But as WYPR's John Lee reports, Ocean City has found a way.
This is ground zero.
Blair Rhodes owns Chauncey's Surf Shop at 54th Street and Coastal Highway in Ocean City. There are bars to the left, right, and behind him. So he's seen his share of close calls as people pour out of the bars and try to cross Coastal Highway's 8 lanes.
So I'm kind of seeing all these men behaving badly.
Several years ago, a pedestrian was struck and killed trying to cross. Pedestrian deaths were a regular occurrence in Ocean City. After two people died in 2012, the city, with help from the State Highway Administration, launched a multi-pronged attack. Officials put in 3 pedestrian crossings, including one at 54th Street. But this isn't your run-of-the-mill crosswalk. All traffic is stopped. There's a streetlight in the median. There are messages stenciled on the pavement nearby directing you to the corner to cross. The crosswalk itself has a brick-like pattern, so it stands out. Terry McGeehan is the city engineer.
Pathfinding, directing, doing whatever we can to get people to the safe place to cross the highway.
Since then, the pedestrian death count has been zero. Lieutenant Scott Harner is commander of the Ocean City Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit.
You are dealing with a very complex problem, but instead of being overwhelmed, you just take on the problem piece by piece.
One piece? Marketing. The messaging is everywhere, from drink coasters and bars to banners flying behind airplanes to tunes on the radio.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up.
The city sends out teams whose members talk to pedestrians and guide them the corners. Police work in plain clothes and crosswalks, targeting drivers who aren't yielding to pedestrians. Mayor Rick Meehan says the program is working because it's a priority for the city. Officials meet monthly to plan how to keep fatal pedestrian accidents down.
It's not one time. This is something you have to be vigilant with, something you have to be consistent with, and something that you have to make sure that, you know, you get everybody to buy into.
But will that approach work elsewhere? After all, Ocean City is a resort town with hundreds of thousands of people coming and going, but only in the summer. There are more than 800,000 people living in Baltimore County year-round, not to mention commuters. Baltimore County started its own pedestrian safety program 18 months ago with some of the same ideas as Ocean City's. Jennifer Utz is a division chief for the Baltimore County Fire Department.
This is where we want to be regionally. We're just a much larger entity and trying to figure out the best way to reach every type of population in every community is very difficult.
Every Saturday, the fire department goes to places where people have been struck by cars and tells pedestrians what happened there and why. You'll also see them at festivals and fairs handing out information. And the numbers are heading in the right direction. In 2014, there were 21 fatal pedestrian accidents in Baltimore County. So far this year, there have been 15. Lieutenant Harner with the Ocean City Police Department says fatal pedestrian accidents are one of the worst, most gruesome calls for a police officer.
The carnage from a fatal pedestrian collision is something that nobody should have to experience.
And he says a tragedy for all involved, including the driver, even when not at fault. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.